I'm sitting on a beach in Turner, Maine right now, watching my son build a sandcastle while the other one naps. So there's probably some background noise here, but I feel like it's really important right now to kind of speak what's been on my mind. So this particular episode has nothing to do with business or creativity. It has a lot more to do with just authenticity and some other big things. So if you want to listen along, go ahead. This is a bit of a different style than I've been doing, but I think it's probably a good change. So here we go. So I just recently came back from a pretty soul-shattering trip. I learned some truths about myself on this trip. It's truths that I think I've known for a long time and I used to embrace, but they've sort of gotten repressed and buried down. Coincidentally, I have a journal in my hand that only has 2 pages written in it, and they're from April. And one of them says, the first line actually says, "I've been thinking about where my fierceness has gone. I used to, for better or worse, be very carefree. Perhaps it was ignorance to the world, or perhaps it was simply a symptom of my youth. There was a time when nothing and no one would have stopped me from absolutely anything, and I'm not sure where that went." That's the first paragraph on this journal. There's only 2 pages in this entire thing written. So I started writing because I'm on the other side of that right now, and I want to talk a little bit about what's happened and how that's changed. It's true, I totally did lose my fierceness, and I think fierceness is a word that people would have used to describe me maybe 7 years ago. Maybe even crazy, I don't know. I don't know where it was. I don't know where it went. I don't know how it went away. Being carefree has its consequences. Obviously, I'm older and much more responsible for things like children and animals and a mortgage and all that bullshit. But my attitude had changed. I was in the throes of anxiety, like true diagnosed medicatable anxiety and panic for a long time. And I think a lot of that has to do with not being authentic. But I did just get back from this trip. And it wasn't really about the place I went. We went to Australia and New Zealand. And it was incredible, no doubt. Beautiful place, beautiful people, wonderful people, excellent Asian food and coffee. But it wasn't really about the place itself. I'm not sure I could go back and recreate any of that just because I was in Australia. I think what happened was somewhere between conquering some fears in the midst of being full of anxiety and panic, or maybe it was conquering fears of like the open ocean or guiding kids through a foreign country I was completely unfamiliar with. But whatever it was, something clicked, and I think I found it again. And by found it, I do mean that fierceness, but also my passion and my drive and my lack of giving a shit what anybody really thinks. I think it's back. I found it. I feel it. It was hard. I think I was completely dying. Obsessed with perfection and achieving goals and making sure that everything looked right or was in order, and that's just completely not me. And when you practice things that aren't within oneself for a long time, it starts to become like a push and pull between your soul and then this thing you're trying to do. And I know that sounds sort of convoluted, but I don't know how else to express it. In my head, it's like I knew what I should have, you know, should be doing and quote unquote should, what everybody sort of expects, and then what I wanted to be doing. And I sort of succumbed to that panic and anxiety over it, and I was actually just dying. So there was just a lack of passion in every place you can imagine. So I feel like I've got it back. I gained it back. I also lost something along the way, which was including my care for a perfect home or perfect anything. I lost my care for approval from literally anyone. And good riddance, I say. I wrote a lot of notes down while I was on this trip, and I thought maybe that when I got back, they would all sound really trite and sort of stupid, sort of like when you think you have a great idea at like 1 in the morning and then you read it the next morning and you're like, what the hell was I thinking? But I've been reading them, and they're all pretty applicable, and some of those things sort of include, you know, nobody ever found themselves comfy and cozy. You can't really achieve anything if you're just doing the same thing over and over again. And somebody on the trip sort of mentioned, you know, let's choose life, I say. And that really hit me, because I have not been choosing that at all. I've been choosing status quo, and sometimes we have to cocoon up and feel broken in order to push through it. And I think this was another one of those situations. I mean, I've been there before, but here I am again, pushing through it. And since I've been home, I've been speaking my truths, and it's been really hard to speak truths you've been holding back for a long time. I've been grieving over losing the part of me that sort of was the last few years of status quo. As wretched as it was, I was really used to it for years, and it's hard to shake that. But I saw an old friend on Monday, and he sort of looked at me and was like, I can see it in your eyes that it's changed, and you look more you than you have in a long time. And that meant something. Another thing that was pointed out to me recently that has been applicable is that vulnerability is okay. I've spent a very long time, like beyond this kind of dead patch, a long time not being vulnerable and putting myself out there in any way, because, oh God, so many reasons that I don't really want to go into, but choosing to be vulnerable is really, really hard. And I guess the whole point of this entire episode is that when you stop looking at your life in a bubble and you start seeing it with a little distance, with a little bit of perspective, especially for me anyway, it was pretty life-altering, and I think soul-shattering really is the word. And it's not that I haven't traveled before. I have. I travel all the time, but there was something about this one that was just unique that changed how I viewed everything, from like my own personal passion to the direction I want to go in to the things I want to do. And I mean that in a really grand sense. Like, I'm just ready to start swinging away at the things that I know I need to do. And whether anybody in my life wants to get on board with it or not, as long as it doesn't harm my children, I feel pretty solid about it. And just speaking that truth out loud is powerful. And I hope that it makes you feel powerful too, or maybe vaguely understand what I mean when I say if you're repressing something and faking it, you quite literally will not make it out of this alive. And just knowing that none of us make it out alive is what really counts, because you could die tomorrow, you could die in a month, you could die in 50 years, but you could also just die while you're living, which is what basically I was doing. And so it's been good. And I'm happy to be back, and this entire thing is going to shift directions, so get ready for it. And thanks for listening to me ramble about my paradigm shift. I love you all, and I hope you go do something today that absolutely terrifies you.